Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 457571 through 457592. No warrants ordered.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for December 30th, 2019.
Move to approve previous minutes, December
30th, 2019. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have executive session minutes for December 23rd, 2019.
I had two sets. Did you just have one?
Hang on.
I hope you have two papers.
I've got two.
Hang on.
30th.
And the 30th. December 30th, 2019.
Move to approve executive session minutes, December 23rd and December 30th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. City of Rockaway Beach Roads discussion.
I'm Mayor Rex Wood, and greetings from down the hill there. We are quickly becoming a cash flowing asset for our business owners and our county, and we are seeking a little bit of help on a CDBG grant, and really proud to report that we're attracting new residents. We have some business investors coming in, and we've already have improvement on many hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of improvements in our city. And this is Ken Ingram, one of our aldermen, and he has been overseeing our roads, and so I'm going to let him visit with you about what the specifics.
Thank you, Mayor Woods, and thank you, commissioners, for allowing us to be here today. What we just saw demonstrated here about your budget is something that we are very familiar with. Much smaller scale, of course, but we understand the difficulties in budgeting processes and making sure that the services for the community are maintained. But one of the things that we have an opportunity with this year is we are applying for a state grant that would basically be a match if we were awarded the grant, and we have applied for it. We've asked engineers to step in and assist us with understanding the remaining roads that we need to give some attention to, and we have asked them to give us a good look at that. And so when we present that grant to the state, they will allow us, if, for instance, they give us a grant of $200,000, they will ask us for $20,000 or thereabouts. $500,000, they would ask us for $50,000. So it's a matching grant that we have an opportunity to do. We have already begun the process through the appropriate folks of getting that done for us. And I certainly understand that from a county's perspective, there's been difficult years. And I've only been a resident of Rockaway Beach for about 3 years, and I understand that in the past there were funds set aside for road improvement in each of the communities around. There was a time that that stopped, and I'm not exactly sure when that was, but it may have been after the financial crisis in 2008, 2010. And obviously each of the communities are very dependent upon your decisions to assist us in those things. One of the good things about our community at this point is we just spent about $30,000 on some really what we would consider, our residents consider, major improvements on our town. When I got here, it was interesting. I had never been in city politics, if you will, before. And when I went to my first meeting, I saw a little bit of dysfunction. And I'm not sure if anyone here has ever experienced dysfunction in a city, but there was quite a bit at that time. And I'm here to report that that has subsided largely. And so I really will say as someone who came in from outside that we've turned a corner on many things. One of the things that we still need to do, though, are improve our infrastructure. And so any assistance and consideration that you all could give, not only to Rockaway Beach, but to the other cities, and I know you do that all the time, and we really appreciate it, and we are dependent upon you in some of those respects. So this is an opportunity for Rockaway Beach to, for a short amount of funds that we would have to have, that we would be allowed state funding for a larger amount, which would, of course, make some tremendous improvements. Again, the steps have been made. We have very good support staff that's stepped up and hit the engineering departments and knows so much about what's going on there. But to be honest with you, we just need your consideration that you might consider either out of contingency fund through the roads and bridges that we have something that we could say, well, we have this much money and we'll receive this from the state. And that is our hope, our goal. Obviously, it's serving the county as a tremendous asset of making our roads better. And again, I think we're in a great position to see Rockaway Beach come back, if you will, in some respect on some level. Most everyone who has great memories of Rockaway Beach would love to see some of that return. And we are doing our best as aldermen and as a city staff to be fiscally responsible, to be wise in our decisions, and we love our community. And we would love your consideration and assistance with funding for roads. And that's why we're here. Up to $25,000? Basically, we're looking for the possibility of up to $25,000, the mayor reminded me.
What's the percentage of grants? If it's a CDBG, is it a 10% match?
10% match, yes, sir. Part of the recipient of that grant is that they see that we have been making progress on our own. And again, for us to have spent $30,000 out of our general operating budget last year was a big step for us. And again, we made that step, made that commitment. And due to our, I would say in the last couple of years since I've been here, the physical makeup, if you will, of our city has improved greatly from what it was just previously. And that's based upon what I see from coming in from the outside. But I would say again that our goal is not only to improve things, but to be very fiscally responsible. And I think you've got a leadership team with our aldermen right now that actually like each other. We don't get mad at each other. We disagree sometimes, but, we are working to make Rockaway better, and we would appreciate your help with that.
You mentioned that, did you say in previous years, the Road and Bridge Fund used to?
Yeah, it's my understanding, and again, I wasn't here, but there was a time now. Sheila, I'm sorry, Madam Wyatt, I don't know what to call you, I'm sorry.
I don't either.
Okay. do you know that history or when it may have stopped, or do you know something about that?
Well, I think they did it for about 4 years. They had $50,000 to... I looked this up because I was asked a couple of years ago, and I didn't know anything about it at that time, and I checked with the accounts payable and pulled the document and so forth. They had, with the four cities, $50,000, and they did it for about 3 or 4 years, and then in 8 or 9, like you, I think, referenced, is I think it was 09, it was discontinued. Road and Bridge couldn't afford it at that time anymore. There was a layoff and so forth.
Right.
Four cities, the Branson, Hollister, Forsyth, and Rockaway? It was open to all. Okay.
Yeah.
Submitted a project and then it was okay.
Right. I just remember the documents that I showed had four cities on it.
And, you know, if I'm in your situation, you know, there's so many factors that go into awarding cities. Again, I think that if we were truly daily in major dysfunction and discourse, I would say, gee, are they going to really take care of this money and use it correctly? I want you to understand that I believe that is the case. And, again, you don't know all of our aldermen necessarily, but they are very focused and very good at what they're doing at this point. So, again, with that, plus the need is great, as you might imagine. I will say that the community responded greatly to the $30,000 expense that we did. When I got here, the very first things that people complained about were the roads. That doesn't happen anymore. We've taken every pothole, repaired every pothole, understanding we'll have to continue repairing potholes. But we spent over 52,000 square feet of road improvement where we did what's called a chip and seal. You're probably familiar with that process. It's not a perfect fix, but for some of those folks who had the roads that we had, it was a tremendous thing. And again, we want to continue down that road, understanding that we have to have the funds to do it. So again, any consideration that you all can give, we would surely appreciate.
On the grant, do you already have the roads?
That's what the engineering team is doing right now. The aldermen have chosen Toth Engineering, who also did the work and repair in such a fine manner on the water sewer treatment plant. And again, I don't know that we ever say thank you enough for that consideration that you all did. We are working on all cylinders on that. I think the project is complete or very close to complete. And we serve, I think, at least four communities, Merriam Woods, Rockaway, Bull Creek, and is it Venice on the lake? So obviously your wisdom in moving forward with that project is a great thing for that side of things. So we appreciate that very much.
So you're in the process of filling out the application.
Yes, ma'am. And we are working with the name of the committee. I'm sorry that we, may I ask Jan, what is the name of that group, that the SRG or SGRC or? The group that kind of helped us understand.
Sankar.
That's what I meant. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know all the acronyms yet.
We work with them.
Yeah. So Megan has helped us, and they are assisting us in that process. Toth Engineering was selected at the last alderman meeting to do it. They've done such a fine job with the sewer treatment plant. We did send out bids and all. But so, again, we are ready, and the grant will be submitted very soon.
In filling out the application, do you probably at that point have to show that you have the funds to do the match?
Yes, ma'am. I believe that is this process.
I knew that's what we had had to do on.
I believe that is correct. This is my first time too, so.
Mm-hmm. I want to compliment you guys on all the work that you have done and how you've. Really progressed.
Thank you. More to come, hopefully.
Have you spoken with their road and bridge administrator on this?
For the county?
Devin Huff, uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Our city clerk has met with him for about 45 minutes and spoken with him. I have not personally, mm-hmm. but...
How many residents live in...
About 841 is the last census that we had. I believe that has gone up quite a bit, but don't know exactly the amount yet. We should soon.
I personally don't, and I've not talked to Devin about it at all, so he may know something. I don't know. I don't have a problem with doing some sort of contingent upon receiving the grant to provide any funds. I don't want it to open up a can to where all of a sudden, everybody's going to come and ask for road and bridge funds.
Understood.
But at the same time, it's a It's a pretty small app.